Okay, like in my own pitch, time of class. Bottom half of the pitch. Okay, the title of the piece, which is still, it's again, it's a hemshich of everything we've been learning. Kavid es Hashem, v'mashach onanecha. Honor Hashem with whatever it is that He has graced you with. Let's see. It's really based on a medrash, we'll see. U'kedvar me'ilu k'minag hazeh, tzaricha adam linhog b'avadaso imkono. The same way we've been learning about how a person has to not be jealous of another person, and not to be envious of his strength, so not to be haughty because of his weaknesses. The same way that a person has to work on himself and focus on himself, the same thing is obviously true. Bin adam la'atzon, bin adam l'makom. The way that he interacts with his creator. Haynu la'avdo tamid al yedei ha'nekuda ha'miyuchades, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly through his nekuda miyuchades, through his unique point. Va'atchuna ha'mivureches ha'shayeches lo. And through the quality or character or talent that defines that he's been blessed with, that defines him. Right? Serve Hashem in the way that you've been defined to serve Hashem. Ki amnam yinaheg adam ba'oso leiv uva'oso nasagos utchunos hamiyuchados lo, shechanan oso habaris barach. Because if a person does grab on to himself, meaning he grabs on to those things that define him and that make him who he is, v'yishtamish behem, v'yinsalem ad tomam, and he tries to grab it and to hold on to it from beginning to end, then he's able to what? See tremendous bracha in his work. You meet people who are so true to themselves, and you see a certain simcha sachaim that they have. As opposed to those of us who sometimes are too busy looking at other people and we feel frustrated. We feel unaccomplished. We feel like we're not producing enough. And a person who does grab onto his own midos and his own techunos, his own, again, character, his own quality, his own traits, hatzlachaso tia b'choflayim, his success will be twofold. Not only will he not waste his time chasing after others, but he'll be true to himself. V'af yachzik b'zeh maimud v'yeh bar kayama. And then he'll be a person who holds his place, who finds his place in the world, and he's a bar kayama, he's a person of existence. Right? An imitation, something that will quickly fade. Okay, now all of this idea is built on a medrash. A beautiful medrash. The Gemara has a similar drasha, but the medrash tells the following story. U'matzasi b'yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni is a collection of medrashim. And for those who remember Melachim Aleph, it's been a while since you learned Melachim Aleph, we'll do a little reminder. But if you remember the stories of Melachim Aleph, this story might sound familiar to you. These names will be familiar to you. The medrash says in Melachim, Ksiv kaved es Hashem mehonecha. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Kaved es Hashem, honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mehonecha. What's hon? What's a person's hon? Hon? Their wealth. Right? Honor Hashem from your wealth, which means if you have a lot of money, you should give larger donations. Okay? Serve Hashem with the things that you have, your honecha, your possessions, your wealth. Darshan's the Medrash, Honecha, Hey and Ches are interchangeable. Letters that come from the same part of speech are interchangeable. So Aleph and Ayin and Hey and Het are all guttural letters, right? So therefore they're interchangeable. So sometimes Honecha could be more like Chonecha. Or as the Medrash Darshan's, Vimashe Chonenecha. Serve Hashem from whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, right? Ata Chonein La'adam Das. Serve Hashem with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon you, has graced you with. So, for example, she'im haya kolcha na'eh, if you have a beautiful voice, if you have a good voice, oh, avor lefnei ateva, so get up to be a chazen. Don't say, nah, I'm not in the mood. Who asked you if you're in the mood? God gave you a good voice, you have an achrayas to lead the tzibor. Not if you're in the mood for it, not if it's fun for you. You have an achrayas. A person who has great Torah knowledge has an achrayas to teach it. A person who has a good voice has an achrayas to teach it. A person who has a lot of money, it's not such a big tzaddik, right? He's not such a big tzaddik if he gives a lot of money to tzedakah. That's his job. Tein lo mishalo. Give Hashem that which is his. We'll even see a connection to this idea in Gemara today. Chia ben Achosel Shrebi Eliezer HaKafar. Chia, the son of the sister of Rebbe Eliezer HaKafar, Hayakolo Na'a, was known to have a very beautiful voice. Vaya Rebbe Eliezer HaKafar Omer lo, Chia b'ni, Amod v'kavedes Hashem mimashachon anecha. So his uncle, Rebbe Eliezer, used to say to him, Chia, my son, get up and use your voice to serve Hashem. Use the talents, use the gifts that Hashem has given you to serve HaKadosh Baruch. However, Why is this in Malachim? Let's see. Navos, remember Navos? Let's see. Navos hayakolo na'a, top of the next page. Vaya ole Yerushalayim. Navos was known to have a very beautiful voice. And when he would go up to Yerushalayim, hayukol Yisrael miskansin l'shmoas kolo. Everyone would gather around to hear his beautiful voice. Shaya orev, because it was very sweet. Keitzer hayim ahalel m'shabech ha'skodesh baruch hu. When he would lead the davening, wow, what a sight. Pamachas lo Allah. One time he didn't come. Wasn't in the mood. Stayed home that year. Didn't come to Yerushalayim to lead the davening. V'avad min ha'olam. And he passed away. He left this world. Pretty intense. Now, if you remember, he says in parentheses, as is found in Malachim Aleph, Parachof Aleph. If you remember the story, the king comes to Navos and he says, you have a beautiful vineyard and I'd like to own your vineyard. And he said, I'm not giving you my nachla, it's my ancestral plot. There's no way I'm giving it to you. And if you remember, Izebel, the king's wife, turns to her husband and sees that he's all depressed. What's wrong? Navos won't give me his vineyard. I'll take care of him. Right? In the end, of course, Navos is executed, is taken out to be stoned, and the vineyard is taken. So he lost his ancestral plot. He lost his chelak in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Now you read the Navi, and it sounds like, you know, Navos is refusing to give Achav his field. Right? That's how you read it on the surface. Says the Medrash, no. You know how he really died? Because he didn't sing in Yerushalayim that year. Because Hashem gave him talents, and he squandered them. Mi garam lo zos, what caused him to be killed? Al yedei shel Allah bi Yerushalayim b'ri'iyah, that he did not come up to Yerushalayim on the regalim, right? Yera'eh calls the chorcha, like the Pasuk says. You have to come, you have to appear before Hashem, bring the carbon re'iyah, to be seen by God, so to speak, to come to Yerushalayim. Lecha ve'edas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimash hachanam. To serve and to give grace, give honor to Hashem from that which he was graced with, that which he was blessed with. Now, why Mida Keneged Mida does he lose his land? You read the Pesukim in Malachim Aleph, Chaf Aleph. He says, I'm not giving up this field because it's my nachla, it's my ancestral plot. When Klal Yisrael had Eretz Yisrael divided up, right, over a period of 7 years, this was the slice of land that my family was given. Can't take that away from me. This defines me. So chaver mida, can I get mida? Hashem gives you kochos. Hashem gives you abilities, gives you talents. And you choose not to use them for God. So you're not true to what? To yourself. You're not being true to your Yerusha, what you were Yoresh, what you inherited from God. The talents that God gave you, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon you. So mida, can I get mida? You know what your punishment is? That piece of land which you said, oh, this defines me. This piece of land is who I am. It was so precise. Everyone got their piece of land in Eretz Yisrael in such a precise fashion. I can't give this up. This is who I am. Well, you gave it up over there. You didn't sing. That's also who you are. So mida keneged mida. You don't use your talent. You lose your chelak in Eretz Yisrael. Your chelak in Eretz Yisrael corresponds to you, the essence of you. So if you're not actualizing the essence of you, then you lose your chelak in Eretz Yisrael. That's how you see Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They're just healthier when it comes to these inyanim. Eretz Yisrael dikei yidden. You're a zinger. He's very comfortable being a zinger. Very true to himself. Not nervous anyone's going to judge him. He doesn't care. He says what he says. He dresses the way he dresses. He does his thing. Right? There's something very Eretz Yisraelic about that. Because one's chelak in Eretz Yisrael is deeply connected to the essence of one's being. And the farther one strays from the essence of his being, the farther he strays from what? From his chelak in Eretz Yisrael. So look. Says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. We're on page Ayin, for those who just walked in the fifth line. Page Ayin. Page 70. Umitochan divrei ha-medrash roim. From the words of this medrash, this holy medrash, we see, Ad kama hayakol shel Navos na'im v'nifla. We see what a beautiful voice Navos was given. V'kama choshu v'yakar haya, shekiv edas HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ashachanlu b'shir v'zimra. And how exciting it was for Klal Yisrael, and how precious it was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he would sing with that voice. And it was such a choshuv thing, that one time he missed, and it cost him his life. Ad shebilzilzulo b'zeh, with one little zilzal in this matter, one little disrespect for the gift he was given, kara mashakara v'nevad min ha'olam. What happened, happened, meaning Pasha Pshad in the story, that the king set his eyes on his vineyard, and the king's wife ended up getting Navos killed, and he lost his life, nevad min ha'olam. He was lost in this world. V'yitachin lomar, shelachin haisa sibas onesh misaso shal Navos hayedei, she'achav rotza she'yitain es karmo, so as we just explained outside, says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, the punishment, the misa, which came about from what? From the refusal to give Achav his field. Not just Stam a field, Nachlas Avosav, as the Psukim describe. What's the Pshat? Va'inin b'zeh shekol chelek v'chelek, sheyesh liyehudi b'Eretz Yisrael, hari yushayech l'shoresh l'shmasa. Your place in Eretz Yisrael is deeply connected to your soul. Remember the story with Asniel ben Kanaz when he conquered, what was the Maisa? How's it go? What happened with Asniel ben Kanaz? You don't remember? Getting the pieces mixed up. Okay, let's keep reading for a second. V'lechein ikbida ha-Torah shebechol yovel, and because a person's land is connected to the neshama, so every year in the yovel, not every year, every yovel, every 50th year, yashuv kol echel lachuzas savosav l'sharsha. A person goes back, even if you sold land in the interim. In the yovel year, everything reverts back to what? Square one, to where it all started. Everything goes back to the original Nachlas Avos, the original division of the land according to your family. And therefore, since Navos undermined the essence of his soul, he failed to actualize his potential. So therefore, Mida Kenegan Mida, it's not surprising that what happens? Shechanu Hashem Yisbarach Lo Ba'ofen Miyuchad, the gift that Hashem gave him, which was unique to him. Lachein Ha'isa Sibas Misasa B'kach. So therefore, his death came about from a fight over what? Over his Nachlas Avos, over his ancestral land. When you're not true to yourself, you lose your chelek in Eretz Yisrael. He died through a struggle over something which was connected to the essence of his being. Because again, by not using his potential, he undermined the essence of his being. Asniel ben Kenaz was also given a piece of land. No, he was given a piece of land. All right, what happened? I don't know the Maisa. I don't have a Tanakh here. Asniel ben Kenaz, there's a Panim Yafos in Parshas Ekev, which he quotes, he references. That's okay, it's okay. We'll have to look it up. Okay, but you see, Panim Yafos has in Parshas Ekev, that when you do good things in Eretz Yisrael, you're given land in Eretz Yisrael. Being given land in Eretz Yisrael means actualizing one's potential. Losing one's land in Eretz Yisrael means failing to actualize one's potential. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Achaim. If you're not going to live up to it, you lose it. Okay? Second to last paragraph. Ubevadai meruba midatova. Now, this is a scary medrash. But obviously, halachas kama v'kama, if this is true in the negative, all the more so it's true in the positive. If a person who fails to meet his potential, one time he didn't use his kochos, and it cost him his life, so all the more so if one time, if even for a moment, a yid actualizes his potential, he's true to himself, it's mamish a great feeling. Right? It's mamish, you feel alive. The same way Novelis lost his life for not actualizing his potential. A Jew who actualizes his potential feels more alive. She'ema adam zocha, u'mecha beres Hashem Yisbarach. If a person does serve Hashem and does bring Kvod Shemayim, create Kvod Shemayim by using his talents, certainly the praise that such a person deserves is very great. And such a person obviously gives great pleasure to Hashem when Hashem sees that he's living up to his potential. Okay, bottom paragraph on page Ayin. He says, look in the Asara, milei de chasidusa de Rav. Rav from the Gemara, like Rav and Shmuel. Rav was known to have 10 unique areas of chasidus. 10 practices that he had, which were very pious. 10 righteous practices of Rav. Okay, where can one actually see this list? So I should have brought it in to show what it looks like. There's something called Tshuvas HaGaonim. Shin Ayin Tav stands for Shari Tshuva. Tshuvas, the Gaonim, the Tshuvas from the times of the Gaonim, were printed in many different collections. One of those collections is a small volume called Shari Tshuva. Not Rabbeinu Yonah's Shari Tshuva, that's a book of Musar about doing Tshuva. But there's a collection of Shilos and Tshuvos, a responsa from the Gaonim, called Shari Tshuva. Okay, it's a small little sefer, I have it at home. Okay, he says you could also look in the Sefer HaOra, which is written by a Talmud of Rashi. It's in the Seder HaDoros, which is a sort of a historical biographical work. Okay, there's different places in the Rishonim that record the 10 pious practices of Rav. Okay? Now look at this. This is amazing. Shesha mona dvarim nifla'im behem haya Rav zohir tvei. 10 things, wondrous things, unbelievable things, very high madrigals, that Rav was very particular about. Gigon, for example, Shemeolam lo yistakel chutz l'dalet amosa. Rav was so careful with how he used his eyes and where he looked, he never looked outside of his dalet amos. Now you could learn that, you could darshan that, he never compared himself to anyone. There's a lot of ways you could learn that. But Pashup Shad also, he kept his eyes in his own dalet amos. Wasn't busy looking around, wanted to see. Amazing madrega, it's a very high level. For tzaddik to have such control, to not look at anything. And not once in his life did he speak a sicha betela, a wasted word. Again, chavra, don't be frightened. Madregos, these are big madregos. This is Rav. Va'od hanhagos nisgavos shal kedusha, other very elevated practices of holiness. Im kol zeh, and despite Rav being such a big parush and a tzaddik and a kadosh, lo viter al inyanu hameyuchad hashayech lam. He had a certain practice, which was his thing, which you may have said was beneath him, someone at such a holy level, and yet this was his thing, and he continued to do it. Even when he became the big Rav. Right? What was it? It's about to say. Ki muv hasham shayin naveg la'alos l'targim b'kriyas ha-Torah. During Kriyas ha-Torah, he would stand up and be the meturgaman. We know that the Gemara describes, in ancient days, there used to be translators. And the laning would take twice as long, at least. Because for the Pesukim, as they were being read in Lashon HaKodesh, they were being translated into Aramaic, so that it could be understood by the masses, who were not necessarily proficient in Lashon HaKodesh. So Rav had the honor of being the Meturgaman. Now that's not the most chashuv job in Shul. Mibnei Shayakola Arif. Rav had a nice voice, so when he would, in his sing-song voice, he'd give over the Pesukim during Kriyas HaTorah, it was a pleasant experience. Hagam Shein Alacha Zuli Kuva. Even though translating the Pesukim is obviously not ma'akiv, we've never seen it probably in our lives, most of us, of a Torgamon, translating the Pesukim, as the Pesukim describes, as the Vilna Gaon himself writes, in the Bi'ur HaGrat Arachayim Kuf Membeis, V'chi ein ha-gadol metargim lefnei ha-katan, lefnei ha-kavod. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a great person shouldn't be a Torgamon, right, for someone who's a katan, in the presence of a katan, because it's a lack of kavod. Being a Torgamon is not the most chashuv job. Yeah? Maybe being the Baal Kori is a more chashuv job. Being the Torgman, it's a practical thing to help the people understand. And obviously it's a chashuv thing, it's a mitzvah, everything's chashuv. But it's not ma'akiv. It's almost disgraceful for such a big person like Rav to be given the position of Torgman. Let some, let some 14-year-old kid be the Torgman. We need the Gadol Ador Rav to be the Torgman. But Rav felt a deep connection to it. And he felt that this was my way of serving Hashem. And he had a nice voice. And he wouldn't give it up for anything in the world. Top of the next page, Ayin Aleph. He did not desist from this practice, in the simple practice, to get up and to translate before the masses. Of all the wondrous, unbelievable practice, the great levels of piety of Rav, the thing that he distinguished himself in was what? He had a nice voice, so he liked to be the Meturgaman. And he felt, that's how I give honor to Hashem. The other things, nice on Hagos. We would say, nice on Hagos. We would say these are mamish, super lofty levels. But he felt, I have a nice voice. God gave me a nice voice. It's a gift from Hashem. I need to use it in the right way. And that's how he serves Hashem. V'ra'al l'nafsho, tzorech miyuchad v'chashivas rabba, l'cha b'yidaz bor b'mash hachanano b'ofen miyuchad. And therefore he felt a deep achrayas to use the talents that he was given to sing songs to Hashem, to translate the Pesukim, a simple job, but to do it in an honorable way for God. Yeah?
How do you reconcile having, needing a translator because people aren't proficient in Lashon HaKodesh, so they're not as wise, and not getting into the Talmud Chacham, and he is the only one who's going to know Lashon HaKodesh proficiently enough to
text. Okay. Right. You can see it as a chashuv thing. Yeah.
Again,
the masses don't know. Uneducated masses don't know. That doesn't mean no one knows. But it was seen as just a practical matter. It wasn't seen as like a chashuv thing, It wasn't seen like teaching Torah but Rav. You can look at it, I hear what you're saying. You can look at it as a very chashuv thing. Talmud Chacham gets to teach the masses. Shem Meir, how are you? Speak schus to have you with us. Okay, let's finish the page, and then we'll learn some Purim time. Tikunim ha-miyuchadim l'chol echad ve'echad. Muva me'ari ha-kadosh. The Arizal tells us in the Shar HaGilgul, Besod Maimra Gemara, a secret of the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Avucha B'mai Zahir Tvei. What was your father particular about? I don't know, my father's makbid on a lot of things. Father follows halacha very precisely. What's this question? What was your father particular about? What was he Zahir in? What was he careful about? And obviously what the secret of this Gemara is that everyone has their thing, their mitzvah, that they are the most Zahir in, that they feel most connected to, that they do most precisely. Or how about Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Ches? B'maharachta Yamin. Gemara has a whole series of questions asking different tzaddikim, how did you have a long life? And each one has a particular hanhaga that he had. Shekol Echad Amar Umana Maila Acheres Kisibel Arichas Yamin. And each of those tzaddikim in that Gemara says, oh, my thing was this, that's why I lived a long life. Oh, my thing was that, that's why I lived a long life. Each one has a totally different approach. But what each of them was answering was saying, what was the thing that made me unique? What was my unique avoda in serving Hashem? Because each of these great individuals was able to recognize their talent. And they took it more seriously maybe than anyone else in the world. And they practiced it their whole life. Again, I always use the example because it's just such a powerful image. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg with all of his tzitzis. What was his thing with tzitzis? Why did he wear so many tens of pairs of tzitzis? It almost looks silly. But Tim wasn't silly. Tim, that was his inyan. That was his thing. It was his inyan miyuchad. It stands out. It's something that he did more and better maybe than anyone else. And again, obviously within the midst of tzitzis, someone else says, I feel also a strong connection to tzitzis. I have a different hanhaga in tzitzis. But I feel a strong connection to tzitzis. Another person says, I'm very particular when it comes to kashrus. Yeah, I'm very, even things that normal people eat, a good hashkacha, I'm extra makbid. I only eat meat that I shach to myself. Whatever it is, I'm some crazy on hunger. Right? But a person feels a particular connection. So the Arizal explains what these questions in this Gemara are asking. What was your father particular in? How did you have a long life? Each of these tzaddikim recognized a unique avoda that would define them. Second to last paragraph. Umavur mashamakshin ha'olam. And it's well known what everyone asks on the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kofheim at Aleph. But the Gemara says about Kama Amoran. Sha'omra atzmam shu'chola bar chamra. Amoram said about themselves, I am like chola bar chamra. Chamra means wine. Chola means vinegar. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. Right? Vinegar is what happens when wine sours, when it spoils. So each of the Amoraim said about themselves, compared to my father, I'm like spoiled wine. My father was the Yena Shal Torah, my father was the wine of Torah. My father was the Tzadik Emes, and I'm like spoiled wine. I have a sheiches to anything because my father was my father, but I'm just spoiled wine. Right? Compared to my father, Chala Bar Chamra L'Gabi Aviv. B'mashalo hayin nizar ban hagam yuchedesh hayin noeg ba'aviv. I'm not on the madrega of the things that my father would do. So for example, just one example from that Gemara in Chulin. Right? One example from the Gemara in Chulin is someone said, one of the Amoraim said, my father, after he would eat meat, wouldn't have milk for 24 hours. That's how frum my father is. Yeah. Oh yeah, well my father's so frum. Right? And they went back and forth arguing, you know, whose father is the frumest. But all of them said about themselves, but I'm not nearly as frum as my father. I only wait 6 hours after eating meat. Not so frum. Not so religious, you know? My father's Seder ended at 5 o'clock in the morning. We make it to Chatzos. You know? We're not on such a madrig. Okay? So what's the pshat? So why can't you do it? You can't wait 24 hours between meat and milk? Right? Or even milk and meat? There were certain halachos, I think the Gemara says. Why couldn't they do it? The question that's asked by so many. Umakshim. Madua gamhu lo nahag b'mida tova shel aviv. Why didn't he adopt his father's practice? V'lo hayitzarach likra alatzim chal bar chamra ekev kach. And it wouldn't need to be called vinegar, the son of wine, because of this. Why not adopt your father's hanhaga? If you're saying it's such a chashuv thing, so go do it. The answer is that not every chashuv thing is for every person. There's certain chumras that come at the right time for the right person. Right? But a person has to know what's appropriate for him to do. Eli yuvan b'chol ha'amor, it's clear to us now based on all that we've learned. Ki kol hazihirios Halalu navu mikach. All of these stringencies, they flowed from the fact that what? Shehem hayu in yanehem hamiyuchadim shall call amor v'amor. My father did this because that was his thing. And if I try to imitate him, I'm going to look like a fool. It's not going to make me closer to Hashem. It's me pretending to be something that I'm not. Trying to live up to a level that I'm not ready for. V'terem egil adargasl shal aviv, before he reached his father's level. V'ilu hayimisnai ka'aviv, if he tried to act like his father, hayizat slo inyan shalamal me'adargasl. He'd be going higher than his appropriate level. And that could be dangerous. That could be very dangerous. Spiritually very dangerous. Shaka amur, alo la'adim laharos v'leilech b'gdoilos. We learned last week. Right? Sometimes the bad tzaddik, a not true tzaddik, will try to lift a person up too fast, and it can destroy them. A true tzaddik knows each person's level and helps him reach his potential. But a person who tries to grow too quickly, it comes to a laharos, it destroys him. Also, each person should grow according to his level. As we've been explaining above in the pages ahead, in the pages before, at great length. Okay, and then he says in parenthesis, he says, I saw in the Sefer Medrash Simcha that this pshat is brought from Rav Simcha Bunu of Peshitta. Okay, so if you want to know who to say this over, and you can say it over in the name of Rav Simcha Bunu. The Heiliger of Simcha Bunu of Peshitta explained, asked the question on the Gemara in Chulin Kofay Amar Aleph, why not do like your father if you think it's such a chashiv thing? And Rav Simcha Bunu explained that a person has to know what's shayach to him. Don't try to be something that you're not, it will only destroy you. Final paragraph for today. Look in the commentary of the Vilna Gaon on Mishlei. Each person needs to go according to his level. And don't jump. Don't jump levels. You skip a rung in the ladder because you're climbing so fast, you can fall down. Be careful. Beautiful mashal that Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings in his parish to Pirkei Avos. In the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, Rav Chaim of Elazhin, the student of the Vilna Gaon, explained the following mashal. A king asks one of his servants to fetch a jar, a bottle of wine, off of a high shelf. And there's a ladder. There's a ladder to get from the floor to the roof, to get to the attic, to get to the area where the wine is stored, wherever this jar is stored. Yeah? Sulam Mutzav Artsav, Rosham Magiyah Shemaim. It's a big ladder. So says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, if the servant goes and he climbs the ladder, rung after rung after rung after rung, and he gets the bottle of wine, and then he climbs back down, rung after rung after rung after rung, will the king be upset with him? I mean, will the king say, why didn't you just jump from the floor to that high shelf? Why did you have to climb the ladder? The king's not going to say that. The king understands when he commands you to do something, there's steps to get there. There's rungs of the ladder that you're going to have to climb to get there. The king's not going to be annoyed that you didn't get there in 1 second. At the same time, if the servant is sitting on one rung for a long time, just standing there checking his phone, not climbing higher and higher, the king's going to be annoyed. Obviously, I don't expect you to jump from the floor to the ceiling in one jump. Right? But I do expect you to keep moving. So Chaim Volozhiner says that it's such a chashuv mashal, such a powerful mashal for Avodas Hashem. Hashem doesn't expect you to wake up one morning and become a tzaddik. And Hashem's not annoyed that you're not a tzaddik in 2 seconds. Right? You grew up as a modern Orthodox kid, you know, you went to yeshivas where the learning was good, but it certainly wasn't the mere yeshiva. Spent a year, maybe 2 hours in Yisrael. You're not the Gadol Hador yet. It's okay. As long as you're moving forward, as long as you're climbing, as long as you're getting closer to whatever the king wants you to get to, then you're good. And the king's not annoyed at you, so don't be annoyed at yourself. That's such a chashuv mashal. I love that mashal. Remember, I saw that mashal first when I was reading many, many years ago, the Michta Mialio, the English first volume of Strive for Truth. And I can never find the mashal because it's misquoted in there. The source is misquoted. It says it's from Pirkei Avos Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, but it quotes the wrong Mishnah. It took me a long time to finally track down. I always thought, maybe it's not really there, maybe it's a different... And finally I found it. I was very excited. It's a beautiful mashal. Right? You have to climb. You don't start off learning Michta Mialio in Hebrew. You start off reading Strive for Truth in English. Yeah? And then you get a little better at it. I remember when I was first learning Bnei Yisachar, one of them possible safer. Impossible. Impossible. My father had these tapes from a Rav in Philadelphia that he used to learn with, recordings of Bnei Yisachar. So I used to listen to these tapes and try to learn them. Impossible. Such a hard safer. Now, Baruch Hashem, I don't understand everything. I wouldn't pretend in a million years that I could. But I can learn it. I can learn the safer Bnei Yisachar. It's not scary to me. It's not intimidating to me. You know? Right? Maseches Rosh Hashanah is still intimidating to me. I don't know, it's hard. All the charts and the moons and the intercalations of the calendar, it's complicated. Very hard. You know, so I'm still scared of certain things. Right? But that's okay. I'm trying to get closer to it. That's okay. So I'm not the Chazon Ish. I don't have Kiddush HaChodesh of the Rambam, you know, down pat, inside out, all the math. I don't. Okay. It's okay. You don't have to jump. That's what the Gra and Mishlei is saying as well. Maybe this is where Rav Chaim Volozhiner, his student, was inspired by it. A person doesn't need to jump Madregos. V'oz yelich levetach. If he grows in a normal fashion, a little bit better today than he was yesterday, then he walks with certitude. He walks with certainty. He's confident. Yeah? He's not worried that he's going to collapse. He's going to fall apart. You grow too fast, you see the guy who flips out like 3 days into Shana Aleph, you know that guy's not going to be religious in a few years. It just doesn't work like that. No, I'm being serious. You don't know people like that? Okay, I hope you don't know. I know people like that. I know the frumest guy, you know. You have to grow normal. Yeah? Don't delete all your guyish music, you know, so fast. No, I'm being serious. I'm not encouraging it. It's not a good thing necessarily. But like, if you try to do too much too quickly, you're gonna freak out one day and you're gonna end up doing really bad averos. So take it slow. Be a Ben Aliyah. Maybe that's the chiddush of our Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, "Reisi b'nei Aliyah v'himu atin." I see the b'nei Aliyah and they're very few. Right? It doesn't say b'nei Ma'ala. One of the Tells of Rosh Yeshiva has pointed this out. It doesn't say b'nei Ma'ala. It doesn't say I don't see great people. I don't see b'nei Aliyah. B'nei Aliyah means a person who knows how to grow in the right way. That I don't see a lot of. I see people who are very weak. I see people who are there. I don't see so many people who are engaged in the process. I see big tzaddikim who are there. I see people who are all the way down here. But b'nei Aliyah, a person who's willing to climb the ladder day in and day out, it's a chashuv thing. Not to be worried about someone else's pace climbing the ladder. Right? To just use whatever talent you have to climb the ladder the best you can. And therefore, there's no reason for a person to imitate someone else. And even if you try to do like him, it's not going to go for you. It's not going to work for you. It's not going to illuminate your soul because it's not your thing. It wasn't meant for you. And you should understand this very well. And he ends off by quoting Samar Makomos in the Baal Shem Tov HaTorah, from the Arve Nachal, Parshas Ekev, one of the other Chassidish Sefer called Nishmeres Itamar. And Nibir Tashem will continue this inyan tomorrow. Okay, but let's try to internalize what we're actually learning here. Let's try to actually believe it. That I don't have to feel bad about not where I'm not yet, and I have to just not allow myself to get stuck, being overwhelmed by where I should try to get to. Just try to grow. Try to be honest a little bit each day, and to only look at yourself, and to use whatever talent you have. If you have a good voice, use that for Hashem. If you're a charismatic person, use it to makarif people, whatever it is. Right, but to use whatever kochos you have to serve the Borei Olam. That's the avodah. Okay? Yeah.